Statistics show that the annual trade of goods between the U.S. and China exceeded $590 billion last year. Many business insiders see new growth opportunities in the enhanced China-U.S. economic relationship. David Golden, founder and CEO of Capify, is more business land in the United States, says economic growth in China remains relatively strong compared to most other countries.
The challenge is people were accustomed to China growing at double-digit rates, and especially the majority of the S&P companies in the U.S., there's a lot of buyers in China that many of the S&P companies are selling to, and I think there's macroeconomic concerns that even the U.S. companies are going to see slowdown based on less Chinese spending and less China growth.
The comment came after the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said that China's unclear policy of its currency was stoking turbulence in global markets and exacerbating global economic growth concerns. Golden says people shouldn't be surprised by what's happening with the Chinese economy, calling it a soft landing as officials in the country shift the economy from one that is export-driven to one that is consuming-driven.
I think it's the world we live in, right? People don't want to face reality sometimes, and I think that people don't want to give up a good thing, especially, you know, the last, you know, 7+ years of the U.S. economy, right after we had, you know, the global crisis. So I think the combination of the Fed raising rates, even though we knew it was coming for a long time, and the reaction that the markets had is really the first wake-up call now that economists and both consumers, businesses, and market traders are, you know, now realizing, wait a second, this really is happening.
The trade volume and the stock of two-way investment between China and the U.S. have both increased rapidly. Official figures show that the two major economies have made huge contributions to the world economic growth of 27.8% and 15% respectively. Figures show that China will become the biggest importer in the world by 2022 and that U.S. exports to China will exceed $530 billion, generating more than 3 million jobs. It's expected that China-U.S. economic ties will be further enhanced in the coming years. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.